All right, well, here's the layout we got.
They call themselves rainbows, those attending the gathering. Well, they say everybody is a rainbow.
You stay to the right, you're around this horseshoe curve,
okay,
and you'll be passing Main Trail and Handy Camp.
And a group of rainbows sit beneath a makeshift shelter, welcoming the new coming rainbows and directing them.
Loving you, family.
Loving you.
Jen and Jacob come from the Midwest.
We are on our way into a beautifully sunlit green meadow valley.
Jacob is twirling two plastic balls, which move across a long string. They greet almost everyone on the path.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you. We're going to find some breakfast.
Their hair is in dreadlocks. They're wearing flowing, colorful robes. Thousands of people are moving about in the expansive main meadow, gathering around groups of tents and teepees on the hillsides and in the trees. And these people are wearing any manner of vibrant, peculiar clothing. Some aren't wearing anything.
Just walked by a naked older gentleman.
Yeah. You know, it's not maybe socially accepted for where he lives to run around naked. So that's a place where we can all kind of just be free to do dress and be how we want to be.
There are these kitchens, these sort of outdoor mess halls spread throughout the meadow. They take turns serving meals, meals they announce with loud chants or horn calls or something. The rainbows come in droves. Hundreds stand in line at this kitchen called Kid Village.
Pancakes, eggs, potatoes, a syrup.
People are smoking marijuana, musicians are scattered about, and Kid Village is full of kids of all ages, naked ones, tie-dye wearing ones, playing on a wooden swing set just built with nearby timber. Brianna Sylvester and Zachary Ben Tucker sit in the grass with their baby son.
This is little Oscar.
Compared with a lot of the counterculture spinning around them, Brianna and Zachary look pretty straight-laced. She's wearing a straw cowboy hat and a sundress. He's in a t-shirt and shorts. They live in Texas, have a home. Zach is a stay-at-home dad. Brianna says other parts of their lives may be seen as alternative, though. They've come to multiple rainbow family gatherings in other states. She says she wants her son exposed to this type of thing as he grows older.
In some ways, I think more is better when it comes to getting to know different kinds of people from different backgrounds.
That's how Ira Lipke feels.
Full name Ira Leaf Ransom Coddington Lipke.
He's sort of like baby Oscar all grown up. From Brooklyn, New York, he's a professional documentary photographer. His parents took him to a couple of rainbow family gatherings when he was a little kid. This is his first time back in decades. He's working on a photo project here dedicated to his childhood memories.
The smells really bring me back. You know, I walk through and I smell campfire and some herb and some smelly people. I think it really connected me to the earth and to our bodies and to, I think, a spiritual awareness.
The gathering does have a deep spiritual presence. Christian and Jewish groups, Buddhists and astrologers, they hold discussions about their faith. They gather and intermingle, spreading messages of peace and understanding. The entire rainbow family gathers in the middle of the main meadow at certain times of the day, holding hands and chanting. The sense of community is very strong, but like with any community, there are problems. Sam from Sacramento is a pretty jolly guy.
Welcome home, brother. You're getting a big smelly hug.
All right. You're going to get it. I'm filthy and dirty.
He was camping on the fringes of the gathering this previous night. He insists this isn't a violent place, but...
to get our people being drunk. You get people that are drunk and people start acting around.
A girl came into the camp.
And she was wielding like a something sharp. She's waving it around and everyone wants her to calm down. And she ended up hurting someone. She ended up cutting someone with that, and you know, luckily there were about 20 people there that were able to get a hold of her and calm her down, but it's something that is very, very rare.
I love you too, family. Are you guys been here?
Sam says the gathering is self-policing, that people do keep each other safe, and there are volunteer medical staff available. Several state and federal law enforcement agencies also have a constant presence at the event.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate it, brother. Welcome home. Thank Loving you, family.
Ironically, the more or less sketchy area of the gathering is right near the front, the party welcoming new coming rainbows. These are the people who have been here the longest, weeks, months. Most describe themselves as homeless, gypsies, transients. Many are drunk. Sam says they have a place here too. For a while, it's their home too. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Rainbow Family Gathering outside of Jackson.